Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of October. And on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 19th of the month Tishrei, and it is the 5th day of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. This week, we are not reading a regular parasha from the Torah, but we'll be reading from the Torah certain readings that are pertaining to Sukkot instead. The first portion that I'll be reading from the Torah today is Deuteronomy 15, 19 through 23. But before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. All the firstborn males that are born in your herd and your flock, you are to consecrate to the Lord your God. You are to do no work with the firstborn of your herd, or shear the firstborn of your flock. You are to eat it before the Lord your God, year after year, in the place the Lord chooses, you and your household. But if it has any blemish, if it is lame or blind, or has any serious blemish, you are not to sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You are to eat it within your gates, the unclean and the clean together, just as they eat the gazelle or deer. Only its blood you are not to eat. You must pour it out on the ground like water. That was Deuteronomy 15, 19 through 23. Our next portion will be Numbers 29, 23 through 28. On the fourth day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without flaw, their grain offerings and drink offerings with the bulls, rams, and lambs by their number according to the regulations, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, and the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the fifth day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male 1-year-old lambs without defect, with their grain and drink offerings by the number as specified, and 1 goat for a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. That was Numbers 29, 23 through 28. And today our portion from the prophets will be Malachi chapter 1. An oracle. The word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Was Esau not Jacob's brother? It is the declaration of the Lord. Yet I loved Jacob, and Esau I hated. I made his hills a wasteland and gave his inheritance to jackals of the wilderness. For Edom may say, we have been beaten down, but we will return and rebuild the ruins. Thus the Lord of hosts says, they may rebuild, but I will tear down. They will be called a wicked territory, the people the Lord denounced forever. So you will see and you will say, may the Lord be magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. So if I am father, where is my honor? If I am master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, you Kohanim who despise my name. But you say, how did we despise your name? By offering defiled bread on my altar. But you say, how did we defile you? When you say, the table of the Lord is despicable. When you bring a blind one as sacrifice, is it not wrong? Or when you bring a lame or sick one, is it not wrong? Offer them now to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? or will he acknowledge you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. So now, implore God's favor, then will he be gracious to us. Since this has come from your hands, will he accept any of it from you? Says the Lord of hosts. If just one of you would shut the doors and not light my altar uselessly, I have no delight in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept any offering from your hand. For from sunrise to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name with a pure grain offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you are profaning it when you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food, despicable. You also say, it's so tedious. And you sniff at it, says the Lord of hosts. So you bring plunder, the lame and the sick. Then you bring them as the offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord. Moreover, cursed is a deceiver who has in his flock a male, but makes a vow and sacrifices something blemished to my Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name shall be revered among the nations. That was Malachi chapter 1. Today's portion from the writings is 2 Chronicles 34. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. He did right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right or to the left. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek after the God of his father David. In the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, the Asherah poles, and the carved and molten images. They tore down the altars of the Baal in his presence, and chopped down the sun images that were above them. Also, the Asherah poles and the carved and molten images he smashed into pieces, ground into dust, and scattered upon the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. Then he burned the bones of the priests on their altars, so he purged Judah and Jerusalem. In the towns of Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, and as far as Naphtali, with their surrounding ruins, he broke down the altars, the Asherah poles, crushed the carved images into powder, and chopped down all the sun images throughout all the land of Israel. Then he returned to Jerusalem. Now, in the 18th year of his reign, after purging the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah, Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. They came to Chilkiah the Kohen Gadol, and handed over the silver money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites, the gatekeepers, had collected from Manasseh, Ephraim, and all the remnant of Israel, as well as from all Judah and Benjamin and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then they put it in the hands of the workmen who were in charge of the house of the Lord. The workmen who were working in the house of the Lord spent it on repairing and restoring the house. They in turn gave it to the carpenters and the builders to buy quarried stone as well as timber for joining and making beams, for the buildings that the kings of Judah had let fall into ruin. The men did the work faithfully. Over them were appointed Yahat and Ovadia, Levites from the sons of Merari, along with Zechariah and Meshulam, from the sons of Kehat, to supervise, while other Levites, all skilled musicians, were over the burden bearers and supervised all who worked from task to task. Some of the Levites were also scribes, overseers, and gatekeepers. While they were bringing out the silver that had been brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the Kohen found a Torah scroll of the Lord given by Moses. Hilkiah responded by telling Shaphan the scribe, "I have found a scroll of the Torah in the house of the Lord." Hilkiah gave the scroll to Shaphan. Then Shaphan brought the scroll to the king, and moreover returned a report to the king, saying, "Your servants are doing everything that was committed to them. They have melted down the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and handed it over to the overseers and into the hand of the workmen." Shaphan the scribe also said to the king, "Hilkiah the Kohen has given me a scroll." Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the Torah, he tore his clothes. The king commanded Hilkiah, Achikam son of Shaphan, Abdon son of Micah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaya the king's servant, saying, "Go, inquire of the Lord for me and for the remnant of Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that will be poured out upon us, because our fathers did not observe the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this scroll." So Hilkiah and those whom the king commanded went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, son of Tokahat, son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she was living in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and spoke to her about this. She said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I am bringing disaster on this place and on its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book that they have read before the king of Judah. For they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, in order to provoke me with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath will be poured out upon this place, and it will not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus you will say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, regarding the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against the inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me, tore your clothes, and wept before me, I have heard you, says the Lord. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be buried in your grave in Shalom. Your eyes will not see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon its inhabitants." So they brought her word back to the king. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the Kohanim, the Levites, and all the people from the oldest to the youngest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to observe his mitzvot, his regulations, and his decrees with all his heart and with all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Moreover, he made all that were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin stand with him. The inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah removed all the abominations from the whole territory of Bnei Israel, and made all who were found in Israel to worship the Lord their God. All his days they did not turn away from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. That was 2 Chronicles 34. Our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Revelation 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a great chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He also threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short while. Then I saw thrones, and people sat upon them, those to whom authority to judge was given. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Yeshua and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image, nor had they received his mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with the Messiah for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. How fortunate and holy is the one who has a share in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no authority, but they shall be Kohanim of God and the Messiah, and they shall reign with him for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years is ended, Satan shall be released from his prison, and he shall come out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea, and they came up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the Kedoshim and the beloved city. But fire fell from heaven and consumed them. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are too, and they shall be tortured day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and the one seated on it. The earth and heaven fled from his presence, but no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what was written in the books, according to their deeds. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Sheol gave up the dead in them. Then they were each judged, each one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Sheol were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. That was Revelation 20, and it concludes today's readings. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading Acts 26 also today. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you a Chag Sameach. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time, and happy Sukkot.